Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. I'm so excited that you're here and listening, and I am excited for this episode because I've had these thoughts running through my mind for a really long time, and it honestly seemed in my mind like, oh, this is too woo-woo to share. People don't want to hear this stuff, but I realized it's just my ego blocking me from sharing things that I know people need to hear. And what I want to talk about is I want to touch a lot on purpose and calling and why we incarnate here. And your soul and what your soul wants for you and how that's separate from what you think you want for you and all of this stuff that truly, when I had an understanding of this, it changed my life. And if this doesn't resonate with you, that is totally fine. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But this is the way that I view life. This is the way I view the universe. This is the way I see reality. This is the way I experience the universe. And it serves me. Because one of my biggest struggles when I hit my rock bottom a few years ago was, why am I here? What is my purpose on this planet? Like, why am I experiencing this life? Why do I feel like I have this greater calling, but I just can't step into it? Why am I being tortured this way? Like, I don't get it. What is the purpose of being here? And I couldn't figure it out. But what I truly believe is that our souls choose to incarnate here. Our souls choose when, down to the exact second that we're born. Our souls choose our parents. We choose where we're going to be born. We choose some of the major circumstances in our lives before we come here. Why? Because each soul has certain lessons that it incarnates here to learn. So in order to learn those lessons, we set up and we choose and we agree to, before we incarnate, the exact situations and people and age and location that are going to best help us learn these lessons, even if it provides difficulty and struggle for us. It is these experiences that we chose so that we can learn the lessons we came here to learn and further evolve our souls to get closer to consciousness, to get closer to love, to get closer to divinity. It's all for love. And if you feel like you are a light worker, you have a greater calling, then one of your purposes here on Earth is to raise the vibration of this planet. To get closer to love, get closer to consciousness, and to raise that vibration and spread that to everyone around you. And I think we sometimes forget that we signed up for this experience. We knew it was going to be uncomfortable. We knew we were going to experience emotion. We knew it's not the easy route to incarnate here as a human on Earth. But we chose it for ourselves because it is the best experience for our own highest good, for the evolvement of our own soul. Like, imagine that you're in soul form, right? You haven't incarnated, and the universe or God or source or whatever word resonates with you is like, okay, we've got 10 human bodies available. Who's next to incarnate? And you raise your hand. And then the universe is like, all right, so you get this privilege of experiencing life on Earth in human form. You get to experience all of these amazing experiences Earth has to offer, but with a few conditions. So you're going to get to experience live music and water and stunning sunsets and sunrises and movies and travel and mountains and oceans and lakes and friendships and love and sex. And you're like, yes, I want all of that. I want to experience the beauty of Earth and all of those humans who get to frolic down there. And then the universe is like, but you must also agree to the experiences of fear and discomfort and guilt and pain and shame. And you're like, okay, That sounds like a fair deal. I can take a little pain if I get to experience all of that unbelievable beauty and joy that Earth holds. But the universe lets you know that, hey, this pain is actually going to assist you in further evolving your soul. And the pain that you experience specifically will help you learn the soul lessons, the lessons that you need to evolve, the lessons that you have chosen when you chose to incarnate, when you chose to agree that you wanted to come to Earth school. The goal of this incarnation is going to be for you to learn these lessons that you have chosen to get closer to love. And then you're like, all right, that sounds good. I really want to learn these lessons. I want to evolve my soul. Sounds awesome. Awesome. I want to go. And then you're like, wait, how will I know when I'm on the right track? Because I know that I'm not going to remember all of this. And the universe is like, well, I'm not going to send you without any clues. I'm actually going to give you a built-in system to alert you when you are on track or off track. And you're like, awesome, that is perfect. So what is this system? The universe says the system is called emotions. When you feel uplifting, light emotions, you'll know you're in alignment. You're on the right track towards the calling that you set up for yourself. When you feel heavy emotions, this is simply an invitation to look inward. This is an alert to let you know that you are in the midst of learning the lessons that you chose. This is a sign to look inward and heal the parts of you that are throwing you off track. This is simply a sign that you are ready for the healing that you signed up for. It's merely an indicator of the healing that is ready to take place within and nothing more than that. The fear that you feel is just an illusion. Only love truly exists. But when you feel fear and heavy emotions, you know that there is something that needs to be worked through within so that you can move closer to love, move closer to those lessons that you chose to incarnate here and learn. Whether the lessons are forgiveness, whether the lessons are moving through vanity, whether the lessons are learning how to get close to others and learn love. Whether the lessons are in abundance, whether the lessons are learning to be vulnerable, whether the lessons are in spirituality. When you feel triggered, you are in the midst of learning these lessons. If you so choose to turn inward and ask yourself, what is at the bottom of this trigger? Because I am going to place everyone around you to reflect back to you what is going on in your own inner world. And in this way, your life is a reflection of yourself. Everything around you is a projection to help you better understand what is and is not working within you so you can perfect your inner world and evolve. So you hear all this stuff, right? And you're ready to incarnate and you're like, wow, that's awesome. Like I get to go to Earth, this amazing, magical, beautiful place, and I'm going to learn all of these lessons and evolve my soul. And in fact, I have a built-in system to let me know when I'm on the right track. And in fact, everything in my life is going to be a reflection of me so I can best see what healing needs to take place. Like, this sounds like a great setup. What's the catch? And the universe is like, you have to understand that you're not going to know this. You have to figure this out, but you will be guided. I am there. I will be sending you signs. I am there in your intuition. I am there in your surroundings, but you must listen to me. You must look for me and understand that you won't feel good all the time, and that's okay. Every time you fall off track or take a detour, when you heal and you grow and you move back into alignment, your growth will be elevated and accelerated every time you take that detour. Then the more you feel good, the more you're going to attract prosperity and love and joy into your life and all of these beautiful experiences of Earth that Earth holds for you. And it'll be like a game of hot and cold. When you're not feeling good, when you're not in alignment, you won't attract that prosperity and love and joy. When you get in alignment, you will. And in that way, I'm going to train you as this soul and this human body. I'm going to train you to cultivate the mindset and the love that you need to not only gain the prosperity and joy, but also the fulfillment and the lessons and the growth that you need and want. But the catch is that you're not going to remember this. You're not going to remember that you agreed to this. You're going to have to figure this out on your own, but I have faith in you. So really, when you understand this, you look at it this way as a conversation you had with the universe. You understand that you signed up for all of this and everything here is here to serve you. Everything around you is a projection of you It's here to show you what needs to be healed. It's truly just an illusion built out of your own mind, a projection of your own mind. But the thing is, you have the support and the guidance. Your soul that signed up for this is here. Your highest self is here. The universe is here. You have a spiritual guidance team who are all cheering you on. They're here. They're helping you. But you can only receive that guidance if you are aware and ready to receive it. And deep down, you know why you volunteered to come here. There's never a process of finding your purpose. It's a process of remembering. Remembering why you volunteered to come here. Remembering why you signed up to incarnate in this life. Experiencing life on Earth is truly a privilege. It's a privilege. It's amazing. Earth is an incredible place to be. But if you choose to see it that way, that's the way you'll experience it. But if you choose to focus on the pain, if you choose to focus on victim mode, on, ugh, why me? Rather than seeing life as a projection of your own inner world and taking control of it. If you choose to stay in victim mode, that is what you will continue to attract. If you just choose, if you intend that this world is a negative, painful, violent place, that will be the experience. If you choose and you intend that this is a beautiful, loving, spiritual existence, and you are here to learn lessons, every struggle is a lesson and an opportunity for healing, that is what you will experience. And so when you sign up for this, the universe, you know, just imagine, let you know, like, hey, I'm providing you with a second guidance system so you can receive guidance directly from me. You know, it's called intuition down there on Earth, you know, and a lot of people will tell you, you know, it's all a lot of woo-woo, but that is part of the illusion. It's part of the growth you have to work through to find your authenticity. Sometimes I'll send you clues as thoughts, ideas, and nudges, but you must learn to trust what you feel. I gave you this guidance system. Trust it. These humans down there, they're going to try to challenge you. They're going to try to bring you into their matrix, their silly system they've created. They'll try to teach you to fear everything, to believe Earth is actually an evil place, but it's not. And, you know, you might say, oh, I never believed that. I can see from up here. I see the kindness and the love and the joy and the beautiful sunsets, animals. And the universe will say, yes. However, many have fallen into the trap of focusing not on the beauty, but on the sorrow. This in turn attracts more sorrow. But I have faith that you will be an example of the reason all of us souls visit Earth in the first place. Help them remember. Help them remember that they signed up for this. Help them remember that love is all there truly is and everything else is an illusion. Fear is an illusion. Every single human, everything is just myself. It's source, it's love, it's the universe wrapped up in skin. Every human, every animal, every tree, it is all the universe. It is source. It is love experiencing itself in human form, in the form of nature, in animal form. There is no separation. Separation is an illusion. You are me and I am you and that and this. It is all one. It is the illusion of separation that creates the fear, that creates the power control game that is going on between so many humans on Earth. Because they forget that they are not human. They are not their bodies. They are simply souls. They are a piece of the universe, a piece of source, a piece of divine love, a piece of God wrapped up in skin. They are simply experiencing life, this gift, in this human body, which is their vehicle for this experience, for the healing. Remember that. You have the power to control this game, this experience of life, which is all it truly is, right? You have all the power to create your life. All you have to do is focus solely on what you want and know that it's coming and the rest will be done for you. Don't fall into the trap of allowing the world to control you. Help the others remember. Help them find the beauty they signed up for. Help them remember how to use the internal guidance systems I gave them. Help them remember how to use the magical minds I gave them. Help them find their way again. Help them learn the lessons they incarnated to learn. Help them get back on track. Help them see that their fear is an illusion holding them back from learning the lessons they incarnated to learn. Because if they don't learn those lessons in this life, they'll simply incarnate again in the next life to learn the same lessons. Help them find that path, the path they came to pursue to evolve their souls. Some of them will try to force you to forget why you came, convince you that it's impossible, that Earth is a scary place. So don't ever forget that you came to experience joy and love and evolve your soul. Never forget your excitement. Never forget that you're always provided for if you choose to believe so. Never forget that you have all the control because I gave it to you. The universe is infinite. However, it may take you a long time to relearn this. Be patient and kind with yourself as you will not remember this conversation, but I will always be there. I am guiding you and I have infinite love for you as you are me and I am you. You are simply me, the universe, experiencing a piece of itself in this human body. Never forget that. And this is the conversation that I imagine my soul had with the universe before incarnating here, and that each of our souls had with the universe before incarnating here. We have all of the power. We are the universe in human form. But there is no separation. That is what causes so much unnecessary pain. But in fact, that pain is simply an opportunity for learning and healing, to learn the lessons that we came here to learn. So never forget when you get caught up in the trivial stresses and anxieties and pains of this human experience, that this experience is truly a gift. It's an experience that we were gifted to evolve our souls. And everything is truly, it's just a game. It's an illusion. That's all it is. We've created everything that we have right now. And if you want something different, you can create that. But you must remember that there is no separation. We are all the universe expressing itself. And in that understanding, you can manifest anything you want because the universe is infinite and you are the universe. So you are also infinite. You have infinite power and infinite possibilities, but you must remember who you are, that you are your soul. You are not your human body. You are your soul. You are spirit. You are divine love. If you identify as the human body that you have, you will feel as though you're not infinite. You will feel as though you have limitations. You'll feel caught up in your life. But when you remember that you are infinite, you are the universe, you are so much more than this body that you chose to incarnate in, this vehicle for your soul to experience, this one life that you have right now, this incarnation to learn these lessons. When you remember that, you remember that you have infinite power, infinite possibilities, infinite magic. And this is the space, this is the energy that true manifestation comes from. When you can tap into that, you tap into infinite possibilities. You tap into magic. And this is something that I hope to help others remember as well. And if you're listening and this resonates with you, it's because you came here as well to help others remember, to help others tap into their power, to help others tap into their potential, to help others remember that they are infinite. So whenever you're getting caught up in the trivial nature of this human existence and the pain and the suffering or the anxiety and the stress, remember the guidance that you have. Remember why you came here. Have a conversation with the universe and hear what the universe has to say. Remember who you are as an infinite being. Remember that you are me and I am you. We are simply reflections of each other. And I love you.